CQ, CQ, calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on GB3ZB and GB3FI. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 23rd of July 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Tonight at 8 events on Ofcom consultation. RSGB 2023 convention. RSGB Region 3 district representatives. The RSGB is holding two special Tonight at 8 events focused on the Ofcom amateur radio consultation. On Monday the 31st of July it will look at contests, operating and call sign policy in on an event that might be of particular interest to full licensees. On Monday, the 7th of August, the focus will be on foundation and intermediate topics, including call sign and exam changes, as well as the consultation clauses that might lead to new opportunities for outreach activities for everyone. Instead of the usual webinar style, these events will be forums where, after a short introduction, a panel of RSGB experts will answer your questions. We encourage radio amateurs to be part of these events. Questions can be submitted on the night via the live chat, or you can send in a question in advance. Advanced questions can be by email or a short, clear video of you asking your question. In either case, please include your name and call sign as well as your question. Send questions to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk, or for further information about the consultation, the events and the panellists, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/licensereview. The RSGB's 2023 convention will be held on the 13th to 15th of October at Kent Hill Park Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The convention packs in a full weekend of the very best amateur radio lectures from around the world, with lecture streams, forums, special interest groups, presentations and all the usual activities. There is something for everyone. Join hundreds of others for what is also one of the best social events in amateur radio. Bookings are open now and you can take advantage of early bird pricing until the end of August. You'll find a booking link and more information on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB is looking for members in Region 3, the northwest of England, to step forward and volunteer as district representatives. If you'd like to make a difference to other radio amateurs in this area, provide advice and support, represent the RSGB and its members, and also attend local rallies, please email Region 3 Regional Representative Martin Bell, Mike Zero Tango Echo Bravo at romeo3@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB's Examinations and Syllabus Review Group, or ESRG, has provided an additional set of four mock exam papers. These cover foundation, intermediate, full and direct to full exams. You can find the papers on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/mock-exams. A reminder now that the popular British Inland Waterways On The Air event will take place between the 26th and 28th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. Registration for the event is now open. To sign up, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website, November Hotel Alpha Romeo Golf .org.uk, and follow the Bywater 2023 link. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and events. The Finningley Amateur Radio Society Rally is taking place today at the Society's headquarters at Belton Road, Sandtoft, Doncaster. Postcode Delta November 8, 5 Sierra X-Ray. Doors are open from 10 a.m. and a food bar is available. For more information and directions, visit g0ghk.com. Wiltshire Radio and Car Boot Sale will take place on Sunday the 30th of July at Kington Langley Village Hall and Playing Field, Kington Langley, Wiltshire, postcode Sierra November 15, 5 November Juliet. The event will start at 9 a.m. and finish at 1 p.m. There's a £3 entry fee. Indoor tables are sold out, but there's plenty of car boot space available. Admittance for car booters is £10, and for vans it's £15. For further information, please contact Rally at chippenhamradio.club. Part 1 of the British Amateur Television Club's Convention for Amateur TV 2023, or CAT23, will take place on Sunday the 6th of August at Midland Air Museum, Coventry. It's a meet-up, show and tell, test and fix it, and bring and buy event from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be full ATV and microwave test facilities available for QO100, 5.6 gigs, FM, Portsdown, Mini Tuner, Ride and other power amplifiers and preamps. King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club's 33rd Great Eastern Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 6th of August. The venue will be Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, Norfolk, postcode Papa Echo 30 for Echo Lima. The doors open to visitors at 9 a.m. and admission is £2.50. The doors will open to traders from 7 a.m. Outdoor pitch costs £8 and an indoor table costs £10. Car parking is free. There will be trade stands and a bring and buy area. On-site catering will be available. For more information, email rally.kilolimaalpharomeocharlie@gmail.com or visit kilolimaalpharomeocharlie.org.uk. Now the special event news. Special call sign Delta Lima Zero Sierra Oscar Papa is active until the 31st of July for the 65th edition of the Sea of Peace Award. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, EQSL or direct to Delta Lima 4 Sierra Victor Alpha. For more information about the award, visit Delta Lima Zero Sierra Oscar Papa dot Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie dot Delta Echo. Victor X-Ray 7 November Alpha is the special call sign in use by the Nanaimo Amateur Radio Association until tomorrow, the 24th of July, to celebrate its 75th anniversary. The association is based on Vancouver Island, NA036, QSL via VE7NA. Now the DX News. The India Papa 1 X-ray team will be active from Gallinara Island, EU023, on the 29th and 30th of July. They will operate CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands and will be active for 24 hours during the IOTA contest. QSL via IU1JCZ direct or via the Bureau. For more details and updates, check qrz.com. Mike Delta 1 Uniform will be active during the IOTA contest on the 29th and 30th of July during a de-expedition to Scarlet Point Tower on the Isle of Man. QSL via M0OXO's OQRS page and Logbook of the World. For more information, see qrz.com. Roland F8EN is again active as Tango Romeo 8 Charlie Romeo from Gabon until the 12th of August. He operates CW only, QSL via F6AJA, direct or via the Bureau. Airsoy TA2OM has been active as 3 Charlie 3 Charlie Alpha from Bioko Island, AF010 in Equatorial Guinea, since October 2022. His current plans are to stay there until sometime in August. He uploads his log to Club Log and Logbook of the World on a regular basis. And Didier F6DCW is active as Foxtrot Oscar / Foxtrot 6 Bravo Charlie Whiskey from Huahine Island, OC067, in French Polynesia, until the 25th of October. He operates CW and SSB on the 80 to 6 meter bands, QSL via F6EXV, Club Log and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the 25th of July, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 18:30 to 21:30 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal reports, serial number and locator. Thursday, the 27th, sees the data leg of the 80-meter club championships run from 1900 to 2030 UTC using RITI and PSK63, the exchange's signal reports and serial number. Next weekend is the RSGB IOTA, Islands on the Air, contest. It runs from 1200 UTC on the 29th to 1200 UTC on the 30th of July. Using CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and IOTA reference. Please note that the Worked All Britain 144 megs low power contest, which was due to be held on Saturday the 29th of July, has been moved to Saturday the 5th of August. A further announcement is expected next week. Next Sunday, that's the 30th of July, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 20th of July 2023. The sun continues to be peppered with spots with a solar flux index of 189 on Thursday the 20th. However, sunspots can bring solar flares and coronal mass ejections, CMEs, which can be detrimental to good HF conditions. We've been relatively lucky over the last week as the flares have mostly been minor C-class and a few M-class events. There have been no X-class flares, so ionospheric disturbances have been minor. A large CME observed from the active region 3363 is expected to mostly miss our planet, but the edge of the plasma cloud was still forecast to deliver a glancing blow to our geomagnetic field on Thursday, the 20th of July. A polar cap absorption, PCA, was also in progress from the morning of Monday, the 17th of July. This was caused by the proton flux rapidly increasing and affecting HF paths over the poles. The proton flux is gradually decreasing, but may still have a detrimental effect for a while yet. Region 3363, which is massive, has now disappeared behind the southwest limb and will no longer be a threat. That is, at least until its return in about 2 weeks' time. It will be interesting to see how big it is on its return. Other than the KP index hitting 4.67 on the 16th and 17th, geomagnetic conditions have been quiet, with the KP index at 1 or 2 over the past few days, which means that HF conditions have been quite good. Daytime MUS over a 3,000 km path have been consistently above 18 megs, and often above 21 megs at times. Nighttime MUS over the same path have been higher than 14 megs, and often 18 megs, at least during the first part of the night. This means that if you hear signals on 24 or 28 megs, the likelihood is that they are due to sporadic E propagation. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain at about 160 to 170. It's also predicting a KP index of 2 all week. If that happens, we can probably expect good HF conditions for this time of year. However, with this many sunspots, there's always a strong risk of solar flares and CMEs, so keep an eye on solarham.net for real-time conditions. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The continuing spell of unsettled weather will stay with us for the coming week, so any signs of tropo will be very limited indeed. This means that rain scatter will once again be a predominant propagation mode for those equipped on the gigahertz bands to use it. Higher temperatures in summer mean strong convective cells, like thunderstorms, and better reflectivity from the larger raindrops, which can be held aloft by the stronger updrafts in the storm clouds. The reflectivity depends upon the sixth power of the diameter of the raindrop and the numbers of drops in the beam. So even a small increase in drop size gives a big increase in reflectivity. Sporadic E remains in play for a good while yet, so stay alert to cluster reports and in particular 10-meter and 6-meter beacons. If time is limited, check 1600 to 1700 UTC to gain maximum benefit. The usual other modes are still possibilities, of course. Starting with aurora, in view of the recently disturbed solar conditions, you should monitor the KP index for large halos above, say, KP5. Secondly, the Perseids meteor shower will peak between the 12th and 13th of August, but evidence of meteor material from the Perseids is already appearing. Officially, the shower starts to appear from around the 17th of July. The 50 megs and 144 megs have been already produced some very short-lived bursts of FT8 signals that may be due to meteors. The Delta Aquarids may also be responsible for these very sporadic bursts. As we move towards the Perseids peak, you should expect an increasing number of bursts. As the Moon begins its monthly descent towards minimum declination on the 29th, path loss will decrease. However, the Moon will be close to Sagittarius A on the 28th, leading to very high noise. This will be prevalent on the lower VHF bands. And that's all from the Propagation team this week. Next, the local news. We're running short of time, so there are no details of NETS this week. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called the Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org, and Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest repeater area. On Friday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club will be meeting from 7:30 p.m. Don't know where, but we do know when. Contact Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, from 7:30 p.m. Contact is via www.bravovictoralpharomeosierra.org.uk or keith.m0tmo at btinternet.com. On Sundays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7 p.m. Wednesday sees another club night from 7 p.m. and the Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Contact is Sue, info@foxtrotromeoalpharomeosierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 7 p.m. Contact is Matt, 20FNT, 0730-554-9614. On Monday, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club will be meeting for a social event at the Quarter Jack in Wells from 2 p.m. Contact is Chris Levis, G6HIQ, 07944-801-540. And on Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be having an evening of mini talks. Details of club nets and events are available via yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com and secretary@yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. Now for Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Steve is the contact, 2W0VOG on 07900 560 080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. For more information, you can contact Ken Smith on 07411 595103 or visit Mike Charlie 0 Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club moots at Rubino Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. You can contact them via Hotel Alpha Romeo, Charlie Mike Echo Mike Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Monday, Newport Amateur Radio Society starts the Society's Summer Radio Clamp at Llancloudy. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's Clubhouse from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society is now moved to Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 417 Sierra Yankee. You can give John a ring on 01443-432-542 or simply turn up at one of the club meetings to find out more. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Bulls Centre, Glebeland Stadium, Back Street, Newport, November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. New members are welcome. Contact is via mikealphatango.kilonovemberindiagolfhoteltango@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB Taurus news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe. From the GB2RS news team.